Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the hot new lesbian Christmas movie, Mariah Carey's whistle note duet with Ariana, the new Chromatica Oreos, and I interrogate Corey on whether or not he attended the Swingers Convention in New Orleans. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our brand new exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Tyler. I wish I had like a cowbell to go ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, dong. It's a ding dong kind of day, Corey. It's a big day for us.
You know why?
A million reasons. It's a hit single by Lady Gaga.
Sarah Bareilles' birthday.
Is it really? Oh my God. Whoa. Queen of pop, another year around the sun. I wonder what she'll sing about.
Queen of adult contemporary.
Is she better? Hey, can we not talk about that? Because we got bigger things to say today.
Fry that fish, baby.
What's the fish?
You know when they say she got a big fish
and bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
I believe it's the phrase.
Yeah,
you're
she's
for.
Got a big fish and it's a fish fry.
And it's a fish fry. Well, the fish is ready to be fly. Fly of the fish, baby. Hey, what's the deal about fish that can fly? Do you know about that?
So we can't talk about Sarah Bareilles' birthday, but we can talk about fly fish.
What is fly fishing?
It's when you use a fly as the bait.
No way, Jose.
Yeah, I made that up.
Have you ever put bait on a thing?
Yes, I hate it.
Oh, wait. We did that on The Race, didn't we?
Yes.
I think I did that. I think. Anyway, I have never fly fished, and I've never been a fish that could fly.
Cool.
And I've never been a fly that ate a fish or a fish that ate a fly.
Well, have you ever been a gassy gussy girl?
Oh, someday, I hope. Maybe. Can we just fucking talk about what needs to be talked about? We have a lot on the docket today.
Spill it.
But,
go.
Before we get to the pressing hot topics of our journey of Psychobabble, we have an announcement.
Should I drum roll?
Please.
Drama, 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 drum.
Oh,
I was trying to be kind to people's ears, but I also was trying to be loud. And
you could just do like a...
I can't hear that.
That's, I wonder if they can hear that. Can you guys hear that?
No one can hear that.
I think they can. Maybe. I don't know. The drum roll has happened. The announcement is here. Corey, what's happening?
Psychobabble is launching a Patreon page.
Ow, ow. Ooh. So if you have no clue what that means, get ready, buckle up. We won't take too much of your time to describe it, but it's basically like an exclusive place where you can join the Psychobabble community and be a part of the podcast that you once just listened to, and instead help us decide the topics. You can get exclusive access to like Psychobabble merch. You can help us design certain things for like surprises for Psychobabble in the future. You can help us
with a whole bunch of fun things. But there are different ways that you can join. If you want to figure out how you can join, you can go to patreon.com/psychobabble. Corey, what else is there to say about it? It's very exciting to me. We've been working on this for months.
Listen, Tyler, and there's different tiers that you can join, and they all have different exclusive benefits. And Tyler was making fun of me for all the names I was choosing for our different tiers.
Well, a big topic while we were creating the Patreon page is when you make your Patreon, you basically are setting up different levels that people can become members for. And a big discussion was what these levels would be called, because we didn't want them to just be like member and like member, super member.
Member A, member B.
We wanted like fun little titles for our little community. The first one is called, of course, Psychobabble Cycle Babies. So if that is the entry level for all of our listeners, if anybody would like to join, you can join at that level. But then there are more perks added on top of each additional level. So the higher the level that you join at, the more you might get. For example, the highest level is something a little up there. It's kind of like it's for the people who might have a dime or two to spare. But there are some definite huge perks that come along with it. Like perhaps a two-on-one unfiltered gossip session with just us, the three of us, live chit-chatting it up. Maybe we give you some personal advice. We talk about whatever you care about in like a one-on-one hangout sesh. So if that interests you, you could sign up for that. But there's only a certain amount of those available. But anyway, so go to patreon.com/psychobabble to see what tier you might want to join in on. What tier would you recommend, Corey?
I mean, honestly, do what's best for you. But we wanted to make this a really easy entry point. So even the Psychobabble Cycle Babies is only $5 a month. And we've had such a fun year just like talking about everything. And I don't know, for me, Tyler and I've discussed this a lot, like Psychobabble meant a lot to me this year. And I think it meant a lot to a lot of the listeners as well. I got a lot of messages on Instagram just being like, thank you guys for getting us through the year. And honestly, I felt the same way. It's like getting those messages and hearing from you guys and seeing how politically active everyone was. I don't know. It just really reminded me how much of a community that the Psychobabble podcast is. And so we wanted to create something that gave you guys a little bit more sense of community. So we're going to use the most basic tier to do all kinds of posts of additional memes, video clips, music that we talk about on the podcast. Just all.
Because I feel like we were talking about like when we were making this, we're like the best part about this is that all of the tiers have access to this community forum, basically, where everything that we discuss on each episode of the podcast, we're always like talking about referencing memes or music, or sometimes we'll get really deep into the weeds of like clips or tweets or anything like that. And it's like, I wish there were a place where people can hear the podcast and be like, oh, I want to check out what they're talking about, and immediately go to that if they want and check out the links and the tweets and the memes and the music and the clips and whatever that we talked about on that week's episode, all in one place so that you can know what we're talking about, but also talk to other Psychobabble listeners about what we're talking about. And we're going to be in those in the Discord chat also, replying to you guys, talking back about everything and hearing what you want us to talk about. And maybe you guys will be posting funny shit there and we'll reference it on the next week's episode.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the majority of, it's like when these episodes go live, I always get a tweet or an Instagram message that's like, hey, what was that song you were talking about? What was that video you were talking about? What was your shrimp ceviche recipe? Literally just little things like that. And I'm like, thank God, now there'll just be Patreon. I can put it all in one place as soon as the episodes go up and throughout the week. And then you guys can all just reference it there.
Plus, I feel like we've all been on the internet for a minute. We all know the tone and the vibe of certain places on the internet. Maybe your Twitter feels a little bit hostile these days. Mm-hmm. Maybe Tumblr feels a little bit like Cancelville these days. Maybe Facebook feels like, ugh, all these people from my high school that don't get me these days. I would love the Psychobabble Discord and the Psychobabble Patreon to be a place that you know you can go to for a sense of community that's supportive and uplifting, and a place where you can meet other listeners including us, and find a little bit of your own little family. And I feel like especially during the whatever remains of the lockdown, I feel like it is a good place to find some people that are going to be kind, sweet, supportive, and just wanting to like have a good time.
Absolutely. So, and if
join
you,
us.
Yeah. And you can be chat with, like you said, you can chat with people on Discord and all of that. And I'm just so excited. I can't wait to have more of a connection with all of y'all. And I hope you enjoy it. We're going to put a lot of effort into this, and I want to make it super cool and just a fun little community.
Yeah, so the like we said, the different tiers are up and available if you want to read through each one. As a little teaser, one of the tiers has bonus podcast episodes that are exclusive only to that tier and above. One of the tiers has handwritten little seasonal cards from Corey and I. If you want a little bit of holiday cheer from us throughout the year, that is for you. Another tier has exclusive merch only available to them. And there's a whole bunch of different stuff. So if you want to go check it out, I would love it if you did. It is the first way in like 6 years of having the podcast that we've really decided to like take the podcast to another level. And so this is something we've been working on for months. I hope that you enjoy it. Again, patreon.com/psychobabble. I feel like we've been kind of hinting at it because we've been talking like for months now about how much we wanted to do something that's a little bit more community-based. And now it's happening. So yeah.
Anywho, now can we talk about Sarah Bareilles' birthday?
No, I think there's other things we have to discuss. Hey, P.S., before we stop talking about the Patreon, if you want to watch, we did a bonus episode, the very first bonus episode for our Patreon members. It is live now on patreon.com/psychobabble. It is the Psychobabble Awards. We did a whole episode that's all like, you know, we did it a few years ago and it was fun and stupid and giggly, but we were like, we should bring it back as like exclusive first episode for our Patreon members.
Bitch, you know what's funny?
So what?
Somehow, I don't know, my cloud was updating with this new like Mac iOS or whatever. And I was scrolling through my notes on my laptop, and literally all the way at the bottom, the very first note that was there from August of 2015 was the literal first Psychobabble Awards.
Oh my God, who won?
Oh my God, I could read you what the old categories were. I just do.
Well, who won what, baby?
It was most likely to get dragged, favorite was special it? Guest, most likely.
Jean-Benet Ramsey?
Which one? Favorite special guest?
I think so.
Most likely to get free promo, biggest scandal, best hashtag, favorite episode, filthiest title.
Those are some good categories. We kind of took it a more general route this year, more pop culture-y.
Yeah, but I could not believe, because we had recorded the episode before I found this note, and then something in the interwebs. Bitch, I guess they're right. The cloud has access to everything.
Something's happening. Voodoo things of this nature.
Do you think in 2015, Queen Jackie won most likely to be dragged?
Maybe?
She was a nominee.
It honestly might have been a Kardashian baby at the time.
Actually, how did you know Northwest was nominated?
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
And I feel weird because Iggy Azalea
She's come so far.
Iggy Azalea was also nominated. I feel like we haven't talked about Iggy Azalea in years.
We haven't? Certainly she's popped up.
We still talk about the Duggars, though, unfortunately. Mm.
So if you want to go listen to the Psychobabble Awards for 2020, go become a member of the Patreon page, patreon.com/psychobabble, and you will get the exclusive first episode that is just for our Patreon members. It was fun. And if you want to see a preview of it, I posted a preview on my YouTube channel, and it's fun and giggly and goofy, but it's only like a little clip it of the episode.
Not so. Snippet, clip it.
Anyway.
I feel like that should be like a nice cut slogan, or what's it called? What's that?
What is nice cuts?
What's that? Oh, the haircut super place? Cuts.
Super cuts, honey. Oh, girl, I used to go to super cuts.
We should start our own hair store.
A click it, snip it, slip it,
clip it and snip it.
Clip it and slip it.
My new hair salon. Clip it and snip
My
it.
My new circumcision.
Store
kiosk at the mall.
Not a
clip it and snip it.
Not a kiosk.
I think. Why not?
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
What else do you have to talk about today? What other hard-hitting news?
Well, we got a lot going on.
Clip it and snip it. I can't.
I have a lot on my docket. First and foremost, the Gaga Oreos. Are you excited?
Bitch. I saw somebody was, of course the internet ran wild and made a meme of it. And I saw one that was all, "Get the new Chromatica McRib."
I would.
Have you ever had a McRib?
No, I haven't actually.
I haven't either. I don't think I would ever want that.
I'm looking to get a couple McRibs removed.
Why? So you can clip your own snip.
Something. Maybe, I don't know.
So you can snip your own clip.
I'm happy for Gaga with the Oreo situation, but I'm curious because, okay, so I don't mean to criticize Lady Gaga. You know that, first and foremost. But
I think that you can't be a true fan unless you're able to criticize your queen.
I feel like if we are looking objectively at the 2020 execution of pop eras, we have a lot in the range. But if we were to see like Miss Dua Lipa, she really did what she had to do given the circumstances. And if I feel like if Gaga wanted to do what she wanted to do with Chromatica, she could get out of bed and do something. There has to be more to the story here. I feel like something's up with Gaga. If she's not really executing how she wants to with...
Well, you know she has fibromyalgia.
I wonder if that's it. Because the video of her promoting the Oreos is her laying down in bed. I'm like, what's going on? Is she okay? I'm concerned.
Well, my thoughts were... Listen, all of these female pop princesses, queens, they are all entitled to do whatever they got to do to earn whatever money they want to earn. So like if Rihanna and Gaga and everyone wants to put out shoes and makeup and blah, 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 go for it. But as a gay man who doesn't wear makeup or high heels, I guess I'm most likely to consume Chromatica Oreos.
Well, thank you. They look delicious. I hope that they're in promotion of the new hit single Sour Candy. Maybe they're going to be...
They're going to do a single of Sour Candy?
Well, it should be. They released a lyric video for it back in
the
moment.
That was years ago.
I feel like it would be a moment for them to do a music video. It's with Blackpink. Well, why not?
Hello. I can't believe Sour Candy was your third most played song of the year.
Oh, should we talk our Unwrapped?
I can talk about music all day, every day with anybody. And literally my answer to anyone who says.
I'll put my unwrapped results on the Discord actually, with, for our Patreon people.
Let's do it.
I did get the results in, and I was unsurprised that all five of my top songs were Lady Gaga. My number one artist was Lady Gaga. My number one song was Stupid Love. My number one genre was pop. I'm like, am I this predictable? Yes.
You had five out of five were all Gaga songs?
Stupid Love, Rain On Me, Sour Candy, Replay, Babylon.
Mine was Enigma, Stupid Love, Burning by Maggie Rogers, Free Woman, Rain On Me.
Oh, okay. Well, bitch, who am I to talk? Look at you.
Bitch, and Alice made the top 10 too. So five of my top 10 were all Chromatica songs.
Well, also, besides the Unwrapped or the Wrapped or the Spotify, whatever the hell, there's a website called statsforspotify.com.
I think I literally told you this.
Oh, did you? Okay, well, I use that to see like my most listened to tracks for like the year.
Oh, yeah.
For like, that's a lot more comprehensive. So if you want to check that out. My number one song in the last 6 months was Party Till I Die, Kim Petras.
I don't think I've even heard that. Was that that new Halloween song she put out?
Yes.
I mean, Malibu was in my top 10.
Mine should have Malibu somewhere, but I don't see it anywhere. My number two is Stud by Troye Sivan. Go figure.
Oh, I was talking about year to date, according to Unwrapped.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I'll look into this. Were there any surprises on your Spotify Wrapped, or was it all kind
no,
of
no? It was very, very me, very predictable. I mean, my number one, everyone was asking about Taylor Swift. I was like, my number one Taylor Swift song of the year was actually Cruel Summer, which was off of the last album and not off of Folklore. But like, justice for Cruel Summer, because that was a bop and it really could have performed well this summer.
My only surprise is my number five artist was Big Wild, which, good. I mean, it's not that much of a surprise for me because I love Big Wild, but I don't know if I've ever really talked about Big Wild on like,
you know, anywhere. That was the moment for me at Outside Lands 2019.
Yes, honey. And it's been the moment. I have Lady Gaga, Kim Petras, Jessie Ware, Dua Lipa, and then Big Wild. So that, I think that's a pretty, I think
that was
that's
your
some
top
good
five?
Taste. Yeah, that's some good taste.
Damn. Mine was Gaga, Maggie, Sarah, Katie, Taylor.
Sure.
Not in that order.
Okay. All right, all right, all right.
Did you want to talk about Sarah Bareilles' birthday while we're on the topic?
No, I didn't. No, I'm actually good on that. Hey, did you watch Happiest Season?
I did.
Okay, so I feel like
what
it blew
terrible
up on
title.
Is it a bad title? I mean,
I think that's a stupid movie name. Happiest
I bet like a lot
season.
Of
it like means of nothing.
Yeah, actually, you're right. It's this like what would you call it? A Christmas movie.
A Christmas movie.
On Hulu.
On Hulu. About lesbians.
Lesbians. Horse-faced lesbians.
There you go.
It's actually not horse-faced lesbians, but that's a
reference.
Did
you watch it?
your horse-faced lesbians moment in my latest video, Nathan really had a fun time editing that. You'll
I
see.
Can't wait to see it.
he really thought he had some ideas
super,
with that.
Did he super cut it with Elizabeth Warren actually saying it?
You're going to have to go to youtube.com/Tyler Oakley to find out.
Bitch. So Happiest Season. I liked it more than I thought. It was one of those movies where I went in with low expectations. So
yeah,
I mean, when you go in with low expectations and then you like it, and there's definitely like the sister I thought was incredible.
Oh my God, she a breakout star.
What
I
was her name?
Was
Jan?
I forget, but I thought it was a fine movie. I thought Kristen Stewart was fine.
I thought it had a great supporting cast. I cared more about every character in the movie except for the main two characters. I cared more about every other character's storyline other than the main two characters. And the supporting cast really drove the movie.
As a movie that's like pretty funny in a lot of moments, I just wasn't getting comedy from the main two characters. And I just felt like that really didn't, either it was the writing or it was the acting. I don't know, maybe the directing, but like the main two characters were, I think, the part of the movie I disliked the most. Right. No offense.
That's how I felt. And actually, the internet kind of felt the same way. They hated not the Kristen Stewart character, but that other actress whose name I don't know.
Mackenzie Davis.
I felt like people didn't love that, and they all wanted, spoiler alert, they wanted the ending to be a little different.
Well, yeah, everyone on the internet wanted the ending to be different. But Mackenzie Davis, how did I know her? She looked
really familiar to me, but then I was like, is she just giving me young Jennifer Garner vibes or what?
That's what it is. She's from San Junipero.
Oh.
So, oh my from God, the Black she went from Mirror one episode. Iconic... lesbian moment to another. Good for her.
I liked it. If you're looking for a holiday movie to watch this holiday season, let me first of all recommend The Family Stone. If after that you still want to watch a movie, go see The Happiest Season.
There you go. It's on Hulu. We watched Home Alone 2, which was incredible. And then last night I watched Home Alone 1, which was just as good.
In reverse order?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm crazy. I'm kooky.
You're
like
wild. You're wild.
I can get fun.
You do love fun.
I've been known to love fun.
You've been known to snip it and clip it.
Yeah. And if you buy today, you'll get a free, what do people at a kiosk offer?
Coupons?
You'll get a free rebate.
Oh, I hate a rebate.
What is a rebate?
They're like, clip your UPC and send it in, and we'll send you a check from the store.
This doesn't seem real. Are rebates like box tops?
I'm like, just give me 20% off. Yeah, it's like sending in your box tops for cereal. Do they still even do that?
I don't know. I don't have kids.
Yeah, me either.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, do you think Oh Santa by Mariah and Ari and Jennifer Hudson is going to go number one?
No. I don't.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't.
It could be Mariah's 20th number one song.
It took her 20 years to get All I Want for Christmas Is You to go number one.
I loved that for her. So maybe the next 20 years will be this
one. Last year was the first year that All I Want for Christmas Is You at number one on the overall Hot 100.
I was happy for her, to be honest. I thought that was very deserved.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And it had been creeping for years.
Well, I just listened to and watched the music video for Oh Santa with Mariah and Jennifer Hudson and Ariana Grande.
Apparently, we predicted that. But I thought, was it that hard to predict?
Did we predict that?
Well, they had...
I'm telling you, Psycho Babble, we really...
Well, she announced it with their initials, and you said Ariana Grande, and I said, and Jennifer Hudson. And then somebody tweeted at me last...
I think everyone knew it at that point.
Oh, yeah. Somebody tweeted at me and said, you were right. And I said, well, I didn't think it was that difficult.
I'm pretty happy with it. I think everyone shines.
Jennifer I didn't Hudson, listen to it yet.
Oh, you need to listen to it and watch it, because everyone really shines, and then there's really satisfying moments of Mariah and Ari whistle note harmonizing. It's
I saw that. The gays posted that.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
I just think it's time for Kelly's Christmas moment, if I'm being TBQH.
She was in my new Music Friday with a new Christmas song.
Yeah, she's my new Queen of Christmas.
Okay, well,
Kelly Clarkson, America's sweetheart. Okay. Newly about to be single, ready to mingle, looking to flirt. Don't want to get hurt.
Word.
Speaking of getting hurt, did you see I fell when I was running?
Yeah, I saw your vlog on your story.
Why was it a vlog?
Because you were vlogging, front face vlogging.
I don't even know. I didn't even know where to look for the camera.
You're like, hey guys, it's me. You were like, oh, wait, what does Joey Graceffa say? How do you do?
What does he say?
You just said it earlier.
Well, bitch, that was an hour ago. We've been chit-chatting for a long time before we started pushing record.
Anyway, so
all morning.
Have you used some Neosporin?
Oh my God, I did.
Thank God. I was concerned because you fell on your tattoo. Does that affect the tattoo?
It should be okay.
I sure hope.
I ripped my brand new running shirt that I had just bought and it was my first time wearing it.
Oh.
So what happens when you run at night in the big city?
I wouldn't do that, to be honest.
And then there was a robbery in my neighborhood.
Oh my gosh. Hey, there was a robbery on my street. Somebody broke into somebody's house. And
yeah, same.
Nathan texted me because he has it on an app, like a
same
neighborhood watch app.
I hear that an app is all trouble though, because it just makes you paranoid and like scared.
Yeah, I don't want to get it.
Somebody texted me and said, oh, there was an armed robbery right down the street from you. And
I would use it to see who's doing raid hour in Pokemon Go.
Bitch, you needed it for when you had that helicopter flying over your house.
Night one of me living in this apartment. Oh my God.
Were you hiding in the bathroom?
I locked my bedroom door and I was stoned and there was a helicopter and I was like, this is it. This is how I go. They were shining their light in my back patio. I was like, well, this is
Goop.
I surrender.
I think they say Goop gotcha.
Goop did get me, I think.
We both survived.
What were you doing?
Vlogging, was it? Probably.
No. In November, on November 19th to the 23rd, where were you?
November 19th. Should I reference my calendar?
Well, I think it would be important because you need an alibi. Where were you, Corey?
You and I had a meeting on the 19th.
Uh-huh.
I had therapy on the 20th.
Oh, was therapy, did it happen to be in New Orleans?
Nolens? Sure wasn't. Why?
Oh, so your story checks out. Your therapist would corroborate.
Yeah. And then we recorded the Psychobabble episode on the 23rd, according to my calendar.
Well,
so you're partly my alibi.
So okay,
you're my alibi.
Well, November 19th to the 23rd, it was the Naughty Nolens Swingers convention.
Okay, is this
in
like
New
that,
Orleans?
Is this like that big motorcycle thing that was in like the Dakotas?
Close,
AKA more like super spreader event.
It was in that way. Yes, it was like that because it was a 250 people 4-day swingers convention in New Orleans.
So they would just go to like parks and check out the swings and like playgrounds and stuff.
No, they went to like a fucking Holiday Inn or something.
They went to a fucking fuck place. Is where they
They went to a fuck place. They went to a fuck place. I don't know where it was hosted, but it was hosted in New Orleans.
Does she host or does she travel?
Everybody had to travel and then they were hosting.
Got it.
41 people, as of this article, which went live December 2nd, have tested positive for coronavirus.
That's one in, you said 250 people attended. That's almost one in five.
So I can only imagine the numbers now. It is a few days later, a week later. So if you're thinking about joining a swingers convention this year, maybe this year's the year you do it offline.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to a chat room.
If you're looking for a swingers convention, patreon.com/ psychobabble. You might be able to, maybe there's going to be a forum.
Maybe
like
we could start a general chat group thread.
A singles thread. A psychobabble singles. Ew!
I would love it. Paul, love
do you
it.
Think? Do you think we'll find the loves of our lives in the Discord?
Maybe. Listen, TikTok, manifestation TikTok tells me love's coming my way.
Well, good luck with that, baby.
You know what else I keep seeing on TikTok?
What?
Did I talk to you about this? So there's a genre on TikTok of people who have, you know, those like, you know, that button that's like, that was easy.
Yeah.
Wait. So these people have made a lot of those buttons that say a bunch of different words like hi and go and bathroom.
Oh, of dogs.
And dogs are learning to push the buttons to talk to their owners,
yes,
to ask to like go outside. Have you seen any of those?
I've seen this. And or there's a dog that looks at itself in the mirror and is
and he was asking
pushes the
who?
Button. Who?
That's Bunny. That's Bunny. That I follow that one.
Oh, it's a special dog, you know?
Well,
about?
No, it's name. That's its name. I follow that. Okay, that was the first one I saw, but now I'm seeing more and more videos of people with their dogs using buttons to talk and like asking if they can go to the park and like, how does this make you feel? Would you want your dog to be able to talk to you?
Yeah, but I find the, I've seen the video of these and it looks a little unsightly and dirty on the floor. So I'm like, there's got to be a better way for the dog.
What is it going to do? Get a wall?
Maybe.
I mean, it is a tall dog. It could stand up.
I think it could be on a wall. I don't know. I'm running out of room in my home. I'm looking around. I'm like,
you don't even have a dog. Where are Emmy, Grammy, Tony, and Oscar going to go?
I don't know. Maybe I'll get those buttons for Nick. And if he needs something, he can push the button.
That little bitch, he's pushing buttons always.
Okay. All right.
So what you're saying is you don't want a dog to push your buttons.
I do want a dog. I think I'm inching toward it.
You're edging toward getting a dog.
I am. I know I talk about it all year long, but I don't want, that's why I'm like, I don't want to talk about it until it happens. Cause it's going to happen. It's like imminent. I just need to go to the dog place.
Will you get one that I'm not allergic to?
I can't promise that. It's whatever needs to be adopted that moment that I connect with is going to be the dog. If it sheds, it sheds. I can't help it. And it can't help it.
You could get
I don't
a hairless dog
it.
Like Hannah's cat.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to see what I connect with and who needs to be adopted.
Are you going to look into its soul?
Honestly, yeah. Maybe I should do a hallucinogen before I go. And then whoever I really connect with, then it'll be like, you know.
It'll be meant to be.
Meant to be, yeah.
Well, listen, if I learned anything from the Housewives, it's that you can return the dog.
What? Do they do that? Of course they do that.
That was big drama on the Beverly Hills season because Lisa Vanderpump loves dogs and Dorit returned a dog to Vanderpump Dogs.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know. I don't think I'll do that. Only under extreme circumstances.
Keep your receipt is all I'm saying.
No, Corey. Do not advocate for that. These are real creatures. These are real.
I know.
Oh, speaking of real creatures. I could go two ways.
Number one,
Rudy Giuliani got COVID. Did you see?
Of course he did. I hope he didn't give it to anyone in fucking Michigan while he was there shitting on our Constitution.
Well, we'll see. Maybe he won't need the pardon after all. And then number two,
why wouldn't he need the pardon?
Because he's gonna die from COVID.
Okay,
maybe.
That's
I don't know.
I was wondering where you were going.
Riff. I'm reading this book. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know you could read.
I'm reading a book. Yeah, the rumors are true. I'm reading a book. It's called Sapiens. Have you read it?
No, but I'll put it on my library list.
Oh my God. You know how like ancient civilizations are like my shit?
Bitch, whenever I get stoned, I think about cavemen all the time.
Oh, honey, you're going to love this book.
Okay.
It talks about like ancient civilizations, humanoids. Before, back in the day, before humans
Homo
were the only...
Homo ergaster or Homo erectus?
Oh, honey, yeah, we talk about them. Yes. Homo erectus, Neanderthals in this bitch.
I took a class at MSU all about it.
Okay, well, you're going to like the book. It's talking about what the gig was, what the drama was 30,000 years ago between us and other humanoids and like the wars and the culture and the this and
what
that.
What were we
and
fighting
the other.
About then?
Oh, this and that. Honestly. Gossip. Gossip, really. There was a whole part about how Homo sapiens, the thing that set them apart was they could gossip. And so with the ability to gossip, they were able to talk about like who in their crew is trustworthy, who outside of their crew is not.
That's every day.
That wasn't a thing that animals could do before. And now...
Do you think animals do it now?
Well, look, we do it all day, every day.
I mean, like dogs and cats.
I don't know. I'll keep reading and I'll report back.
If you get a dog, start a dog gossip TikTok.
Okay. Sure. Maybe.
Bark, 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 bork.
I'm going to let you have that.
Ruff, ruff. That's me gossiping as a dog.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, anything else you want to talk about today, Corey?
Let me see. Sarah Bareilles' birthday. Dogs on TikTok. Oh, I've covered most of my list.
Circumcision kiosk.
Circumcision at the discount mall. Across
Come on
from,
down.
Across from the big hippo at the Jackson.
What's Meridian that mall? Or the Jackson... The crossing, West, Jackson Crossing.
Jackson, the Westwood Mall. What's it called? Why am I blanking?
If Claire's can give you a ear piercing
icing
at the mall, then surely I can do surgery. Circumcisions at a kiosk.
Well, listen, my mom said that she couldn't, this was a long time ago, but she couldn't keep going to the pedicure place that she liked because they would use a razor on your foot to get rid of dead skin. And technically, that was considered surgery. So I think that her pedicure place got closed because they were cutting off your skin, off dead skin off your foot with a knife.
Okay.
Isn't Jackson, Michigan wild? Where are we from?
I just have memories of a taco stand getting closed because somebody found a dead body in it.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
I can tell you the name of the taco shop.
I don't want to talk about it, but that traumatized me because we lived right next to it. And I was like, well, really? This is it. The next time I walk to the bus stop, I'm going to be the next body.
Oh my God, I remember my dad.
Looking all supple.
Bitch, that was all kind of all over the news because we owned a butcher shop. And they were all like, well, if you can get rid of a body at a taco shop, what could you do at a butcher shop?
You must have heard my complaints. That's what I was saying.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know you used to live by that taco shop.
Oh, yeah.
Had you ever eaten there?
No.
Mm. Mm. I'll text you the name of it after we get off.
Okay. Well, I think that's all we have for today. I'm gonna post some of these links and my unwrapped stuff. I would like to see your guys' unwrapped. I've been saying unwrapped. It's just wrapped. Spotify wrapped. Anyway, I want to see your guys' wrapped results. But I've been seeing so many of our listeners sending us that Psychobabble was a top podcast for them.
I will say, I don't know, it's really like humbling at the end of the year, the last few years, since Spotify loaded podcasts and all that, to see how many people have like tagged us and posted us. And I was going through and just messaging a lot of people saying, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. And like so many people had... someone posted, it was like, you listened to 108 episodes this year. I was like, bitch, we only had 52.
Oh, some people were really going into the archives.
They were going deep, which I love.
Good for them.
And like I said, it's also crazy because the majority of our listeners listen on Apple Podcasts. So I was like, damn.
That does surprise me.
I know. And so it's like all the Spotify people, thank you for tagging us and posting us. And everyone on Apple Podcasts, thank you for listening as well. It's been a fun year. And well, I'm so glad we get to continue to do this.
Yeah, the year is not over, baby. We got some more episodes coming for the rest of the year. So stay around, stick around. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter celebrating Sarah Bareilles' birthday because she's 41.
Oh, wow.
And thriving.
And you can find me in the Psychobabble Patreon. If you want to go to patreon.com/psychobabble, sign up for one of our tiers. I can't wait to see who's going to be a chatty Kathy, who might be a gassy gussy girl, who might be a little psycho baby.
Tyler really hated all of the tier names. So if you've got
If you have
better ideas, drop us a note in the Discord, message us somewhere and tell us what we should name them. Listen, this is a community. We're all equal.
I'm just excited to see who's going to be a sugar papa.
Bitch, if I want to have a sugar daddy, I could have a sugar daddy because I am what?
Psychobabble.
Sickening.
Oh, yeah, that too. Okay, I'll see you guys in the Discord. That's all.
Later. Love you.
Bye.